This is KUW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Emily Fox. The band Arcade Fire is expected to win big at the Junos this weekend. That's Canada's version of the Grammys. Stop pretending you got everything now. Vancouver is celebrating the awards and Canadian music by hosting what's called Juno Fest.
It's kind of like Bumbershoot meets the Grammys, but with a Canadian twist.
Grant Lawrence is host and producer with CBC Music in Vancouver.
It's a whole bunch of Juno-nominated artists performing in various clubs and theaters all over the city, but there's also a whole bunch of up-and-coming artists, you know, wannabe Juno nominees that are playing.
And one of those artists is Vancouver's Louise Burns.
She is a veteran of the Vancouver scene going all the way back to when she was a teenager. She was in a band called Lilix, an all-female teenage band that got signed to Madonna's record label. Now, Lilix are long gone, but Louise Burns has continued in the music scene and is a real figure, a pillar of really consistent, excellent music in Vancouver. She has an absolutely beautiful voice. And the music that she performs mines 80s pop, 90s twee, and modern layered synths. Her new record is called Young Mopes, and really a fantastic artist who puts on a great show.
And you can see Louise Burns perform tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver as part of Juno Fest. Juno Fest is happening tonight and tomorrow night. The Juno Awards will be broadcast on Sunday night. This is KUW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Emily Fox.